I'm Jeremy Shea with KTOO. About one in every 10 Alaskans were in a household that applied for a massive pandemic rent relief program earlier this year. A small army of nonprofit housing and tribal employees have been processing some 25,000 income-qualified applications to cover up to a year of rent and utilities. The application period for the federally funded program closed in early March. Daniel Delfino directs the Planning and Program Development Department at the Alaska Housing Finance Corporation, which is administering the program. They anticipated a lot of applications after a different relief program was swamped last year, so they built their paperwork and review process with speed in mind. Delfino says they even used stopwatch tests to gauge how quickly workers could process different versions of the paperwork. From the administrative side, that's worked out well. It's a little different from the applicant's perspective.
Well, it's a mix. So the folks that have received money, I think a large part are happy. The folks that are still waiting for money, it's no consolation to them that we're one of the fastest states in the country to get the money out the door if they can't pay their rent or their utility bill.
Of the applications that cleared the initial income and documentation hurdles, about 60% remain to be processed. That includes Carla Pineda.
It looks like it's a little slow, because I think I've been waiting for like 3 months already.
The single mom has come to Juneau seasonally for about 9 years, and last year made it her home year-round. She says getting this help will be a big deal for her. She's been able to make her rent by working for a company cleaning homes and as an on-call assistant aide at the Juneau Pioneer Home, but she can't really save money.
As you know, in Juneau, it's not that cheap. The rentals are expensive, especially if you want to live in a secure place, especially with the kids. It's not easy to find.
The bucket of federal cash is big, nearly $250 million. State housing officials think that's enough to pay rent for everyone eligible for a year. Here's a quick look at the numbers so far. In Juneau, AHFC says about $1.2 million has been paid out on behalf of almost 600 Juneau households. Statewide, about $26 million has been paid out so far on behalf of more than 10,000 households.
That's what's happening right now. We're trying to wipe out every past due balance that people have that they walked into the application queue with.
After overdue bills are taken care of, landlords and utility companies will start getting checks for 3 months at a time going forward, for up to a year.
I'm not anticipating a challenge exhausting that money. We received a massive response. It's, I believe, over 10% of our state are represented in the households that applied to this program, 78,000 and change.
And there's even more federal funding destined for the program that could extend the benefits to up to 18 months.
Right now, we're just trying to make sure that we get the first round of money out to the people who haven't received their first payment yet. That's our big priority. It's just making sure that we get through the queue first.
Money for the second phase is pending in the state operating budget bill. In Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea.